Let's discuss a little bit about grasshoppers in halacha. Not that I have a big taiva for grasshoppers. But actually, some people do. But actually, I got a call about someone wanted to actually go into business in grasshoppers, kosher grasshoppers, locusts, with a Taimani Heksher, and wanted to know if he could sell it. But forget about that question in general. Can someone who doesn't have... if you don't come from a place where there's a Mesorah and grasshoppers, are you permitted to rely on their Mesorah? And it's nothing to do with grasshoppers, it's a general shaila. Can I rely on a Mesorah from a different place? In fact, even though the Torah tells us some simanim regarding grasshoppers, however, it says you need a Mesorah that the species are called chagav. And in fact, that's what someone had claimed is a big ches on these. So you know they're chagav. But either way, the Taimanis claim, in fact, I think, like Rav Moshe had with, I think, the certain bird, he wouldn't eat because he said there was no Mesorah. And then later on, at least some people, they said they found some old Rabbanim in Israel, Shochtim, and they went ahead and they said they have a Mesorah on this, I think it was the pheasant, some type of bird, and then he ended up Ramosha Tengler. Ramosha already passed away, so Ramosha Tengler's son-in-law actually came and he ate that bird, as opposed to the swordfish, which is a different shaila. But that's the issue by Turkey as well. To those, let's say Rav Schachter, who's believe it's machmir not to eat turkey, because he claims, not his own, but he claims that how did it originate, that the Ashkenaz saw the Sephardim eating turkey, so they figured there was a Mesorah in turkey, so therefore we started eating it. He's saying there was never a Mesorah in turkey. So, but what is the implication to that? According to what Rav Schachter is saying, if there was a Mesorah in turkey, then Lechora, we could have taken it on. So what? So is that true? Can we take on a Mesorah from another country or another community? So the Beis Yosef actually quotes a Machlokes Rishonim between the Rush and the Rashba in terms of can I take on a different minhag from a different community? So the rest will see, says, the rest will be more lenient, will say he's going to say it's okay, and the Rashba will be a little more against. But first, in terms of what they agree on, so they seem to both agree that if the person, let's say the Taimani, the Moroccan, whoever's Mesorah it is, even if he comes to America, he comes to New York, where the minhag is not to eat grasshoppers or whatever we might be talking about, so he could still eat it, because that's his Mesorah. And conversely, the Ashkenaz, or whoever goes to Yemen, or goes to a place where they ate the grasshoppers, he's also allowed to, normally you're machmer from the minhag for the place where you come from, and perhaps where you go to. So here, perhaps there was never a minhag. We could be lenient, because maybe there was no negative Mesorah. They just never ate grasshoppers. They never ate this type of food. So it's not that there's a Mesorah against it. They didn't eat it. So therefore, both agree you could be lenient in terms of someone who eats grasshoppers and goes to a place where they don't. And similarly, someone goes to a place where they do eat it, so you could be lenient in both directions. So what is, so if the Rush and the Rashba agree, so what is the Machlokas then? So the Rush says, no, we can rely on the Mesorah. If we assume it's a valid Mesorah in Taman, then everyone can, just like they could eat grasshoppers here, as long as we take the Mesorah, we get all the details, the Simanim, the Mesorah, we can eat grasshoppers anywhere. And the Rashba, I mean, fundamentally agrees. He says, That is true on an individual basis. He says that if you want that, you could transfer Mesora, and therefore individually perhaps could rely on it, and they could be Mako. But when it comes to a Kehila, to automatically say now, the minig in New York, in LA, in Chicago, in Toronto is now, let's start eating grasshoppers, that he's already concerned about, because then maybe there was maybe the reason why they didn't eat in those towns is because their concern was that it wasn't just that they didn't eat it, maybe they're concerned people are going to make a mistake, or maybe there was a negative Mesorah. The concern that maybe there was a negative Mesorah, so therefore the Rashba says for a heel we shouldn't be matter, let's say grasshoppers or whatever we're discussing. And that's what in Shulchan Aruch writes, there are those who are usher, there are those who are matir. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to be machmir, better not to be like the Rashba. In terms of the community, we shouldn't change the communal standard. However, if you look at the Shach, the Vilna Gaon, and others, they want to limit the machlokas. They want to say maybe there is no mach. So the Machaber seems to paskin like the Rashba, and therefore it'd be a problem. You can't transfer over a Mesorah from one community to another. However, the way the Shach and the Grassi, maybe everyone agrees. Maybe the most Rashba and Rush agree to one another. Just like they agree on the other issues about individuals, maybe they also, and what's the machlokas? The machlokas is maybe, there is no machlokas. What's the issue? The issue is the Rashba is talking about a case where the concern, maybe there's a negative Mesorah. So if you have a concern where they had this food, they had access, they knew about it, and they didn't eat it, so then you can't eat it then, because you, even though that country might have a Mesorah to eat it, you might have a specific Mesorah not to eat it. And that's why the Rashba is cholek. But the Rashba is talking in a case where no, there was no Mesorah not to eat it, you just didn't eat it. So Pashas, then it would come out that in a scenario where the people didn't have access to the food, they didn't even know it existed. Like they discussed by different type of things that only existed, let's say, in Africa and not other places. So in a case where it seems to be clear that you didn't have that food available, so it's hard to say there was a negative Mesorah, and therefore Pasha should be, by the way, the Shach and the Gra, and even the Shulchan Aruch. So I guess the Nakud is regarding grasshoppers, let's say. So if you assume that seems to be, and that's what Rabbi Slifkin writes in one of his articles, he quotes from, I think, the OU website, and he says that first they quote this Yesod, and then they say, but since grasshoppers, Rashi knew about these grasshoppers, and therefore we see we have a clear Mesorah not to eat them, and therefore the OU says they're not going to give Hashgacha, which OU doesn't have to give Hashgacha anyway. However, he claims that it's a mistake that Rashi didn't know about. He knew about grasshoppers, but he didn't know about these locusts. So either way, so it comes down to a Metzias issue, it seems to be, that if it's a place where they never had these foods and it never came out, so therefore, it's not a Mesorah or not. It's kind of like one of the issues in the Techeles debate in terms of a Mesorah. Was there a Mesorah? People never wore Techeles before. Is it because it wasn't available to them? Or they chose not to, they didn't think this. So if the fish was around and they could have used it, or the snail, so then you could say, you could discuss whether, and they knew about it, and then you could say there's an act of Mesorah against. But if it didn't exist where they were, and something new came up, so then one could argue then there was no Mesorah against. And that gets into do you need a Mesorah by mitzvahs in general, and could you reconstruct a Mesorah based on archaeology or other factors? But here there's no archaeology involved. Here's a general issue. Can you transfer a Mesorah from one community to the next? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, seems to be Machmer and the Kaf HaChayim, other Svardasha Achronim say that no, you can't transfer over a Machmer like the Shulchan Aruch. However, based on the Taz and Ashkenaz, the Taz and the Shach, one can entertain the possibility of whether one can transfer a Masorah over from one town to another, and it could be back, it could be a Matzias issue whether, and I don't know the answer to whether the grasshoppers, there was a it should come down to if there was no negative Masorah, then according to these sheets, and it's possible one could say that maybe you could transfer over. If you assume that Rashi knew about grasshoppers and there was a negative Masorah, then you would say everyone would agree that one was not permitted to transfer over one Masorah. So in theory, you could transfer over one Masorah from one country to another, but the only point, that's in theory. In practice, you have to know if there was a negative Masorah against it, if it wasn't just that they didn't eat it, but it was specifically not to eat it, and therefore that would be a negative Masorah, and it wouldn't help that some other country ate it. That's one of the main issues regarding grasshoppers, but not, this issue isn't limited to grasshoppers. It touches on turkey, touches on tchelos, any type of food or any type of mitzvah that requires a Masorah, so you touch on, or specifically on food, you know, tchelos might also touch on different factors, but definitely this is one of the issues, on whether you could accept a Masorah from somewhere else and then rely on it for yourself.